If you could turn in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, we'll just be looking at verses 35 to 40, just six verses. But in these six verses is so much. You could almost do a sermon alone just on verse 35. John 6 has to be one of the most richest, apart from maybe John 1, one of the richest chapters in the Gospel of John. And I guess you could say maybe chapter 10, maybe 11, maybe 17 too, but there is just so much here. So I think we have about three more sermons here in John chapter 6. And we started this in February. I don't know when it will get done, but I know that I'm enjoying the time that we're here. And I pray and hope that every week you go home and you read ahead, like it says there. We're going to be looking next week at what's the next week's sermon on? Where would I find that? In the bulletin. Prepare for next Sunday's service. John 6, what to what? 41 to 51. And so I hope that you can take that time to look ahead. Write out your own notes. Write out your own sermon outline. Write your own application. So what does this apply to my life? And I know that if you do that, you will come eager here on Sunday morning to hear the Word of God, and you will probably leave here getting more out of the sermon. I know that the times that I've done that, I always have. So let's go to John 6, verse 35 to 40. We'll read it, and then we'll pray. So hear the word of the Lord. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not, what? Hunger. And whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives to me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never, ever, ever cast out. You could translate it that, and that would be accurate. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of whom? Who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. Verse 40 is really a summary. For this is the will of my Father, that was talked about before, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. Let's pray. Jesus, we praise you. You're the bread of life from heaven, sent by the Father to do the will of the Father. You receive those whom the Father gave you. You keep them to the last day, and you'll raise them up at the last day. Father, what a blessed hope. What a blessed grace that comes to us, even though we're undeserving. Lord, I pray that everyone here would know the joy of knowing you. I pray that everyone here would not leave hungering and still thirsting, but their hungers satisfied and their thirst quenched in you, Lord Jesus. For your name's sake and for your glory. Amen.